The Czech Republic is experiencing a boom in solar-powered electricity, but while that may seem like a good and eco-friendly phenomenon, not everyone is happy. The company running the national electricity grid has called for a freeze on new solar parks being connected to the grid, with warnings being voiced about the huge costs of stampede into solar. Chris Johnstone reports.
The Czech Republic does not have that much sun. But it has something else that is more important for companies rushing to develop new solar power production in the country. Local state subsidies for the power are the most generous in Europe and around twice as much, for example, as in neighbouring Germany. The generous subsidy system was calculated to guarantee a return on investments in 15 years. But the costs of solar panels have almost halved over the last year or so, with the prospect of returns much earlier. That has helped spark a stampede into solar power. The rush has been so great that the state-run company operating the Czech Republic's high-voltage grid, ČEPS, announced on Thursday that it had called on local electricity distribution companies not to authorise any new connections of solar or wind power to their grids. That step basically amounts to a ban on projects that have not got underway. ČEPS fears that its grid could not withstand the surges in demand created by such fluctuating power production sources, and blackouts could result. Miroslav Verba is in charge of managing electricity flows in the grid and describes the problems posed by solar and wind power capacity.
At the moment, we have installed in our system 600 megawatts. It's not danger. Current state is okay. But the newcomers, they ask for connections. They announce in the Zoom thousands and thousands of new megawatts. And it's not acceptable from reliability issues. So we know from distribution companies, we know the number 3,500 megawatts of newcomers, and it's not acceptable.
As well as the threat of overload, ČEP says there is also a cost issue of the solar subsidies themselves and the issue of what to do with huge amounts of solar-generated electricity in the summer when overall demand is usually weaker and when it cannot be stored. Some countries are actually working on systems to pay solar and wind power operators not to produce power at such times, and it could be an option in the Czech Republic as well.
Is how to compensate this non-generating or reduced capacities, and it's again who will pay for non-generation of additional capacities that are not needed. So it's something like how to subsidize unwanted baby or something.
There is speculation that the current solar subsidies could eventually cost around 500 billion crowns. That is around half the size of the current annual national state budget. The caretaker government has already proposed a change in the current solar subsidy regime, allowing bigger cuts in the prices paid for electricity. But that change could only take effect next year, and the threat has already sparked the current rush to get projects underway to benefit from the more generous regime. The Czech Association, representing around 60 companies involved in the solar sector, challenges ČEPS' assumptions. It says it is taking advice on whether to legally challenge its virtual ban and attack it in court for spreading false and alarming information.
Chris Johnstone reporting there. Now, turning to an amazing story.